Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've entitled, One Thing Have I Desired. And that's a phrase taken from the verse we're looking at, that David wrote in Psalm 27, verse 4, One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. And so we have spent a couple days laying a foundation and understanding what the intensity of the desire that David had. Solomon was asked a question of the Lord, and it was a good response, but it related to his natural life as a ruler, as a king. He asked for wisdom, and that was a good thing. God was pleased. But David asked for something far more comprehensive. He wanted the Lord himself. He wanted fellowship with the Lord. I want to be where you are, Lord. And that, for those that have a love relationship with Jesus, it's not a matter of external rules or do's and don'ts, but it's just you love. And when you love, you just want to please the person you love. That's true even in the natural realm, in human relationships. And so, as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were considering the ways that both in humanity and in the divinity, how are we taught? How do we learn? And I asked the question, what motivates you? What are the things that cause you to do the things you not only want to do, but feel that you should do? And I shared, as a child, external restrictions are imposed upon us. There are rules, there are disciplines, not to limit the freedom of the child, but for the child's good. So they will learn lessons, and they have to be externally imposed by teachers, by parents. The things, and I'm speaking good, a good instruction, good discipline, is designed to bring the person, the child, into a maturity, into wholeness, into goodness, the right choices for their life. And that's certainly our Heavenly Father's desire for us. But as we learn these principles, as a child of God, we learn these things by the Word of God, the things that are present there, the truths that are eternally valid. And we understand then that the discipline or the motivation comes from within the self. It's self-imposed discipline. It's internally generated. And this kind of reflects the old covenant, which was a set of rules. There were do's and don'ts, the things you had to do. God was very specific. And if you did those things that pleased Him, but they were external rules. Yet when we come to the new covenant, it's a matter of it's the perfect law of liberty. Against such, there is no law. It talks about in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, temperance, all these things. Against such, there is no law, because that's the very character and personality of God. That's who He is. And so there's wonderful freedom. And that's what comes with maturity. That's what the new covenant is all about, that there is a tremendous freedom because we learn quite simply the things that we shouldn't do. Like God warned Adam and Eve in the beginning, He said, don't eat of this one fruit. If you do, you will surely die. And that was a bitter experience. Mankind has experienced it ever since. The only freedom or respite we give, experience rather, not give, but experience, is when we come to Jesus and the burden of sin and the curse of sin and death is removed from us. So God wants us to understand that he deals with us as children. And if we experience the chastening of the Lord, that's not pleasant. But even as adults, we can kind of miss the mark, and he's trying to get our attention. So if you really don't want the chastening of the Lord, it behooves us, and he does it out of love, it behooves us that we need to impose that discipline on ourselves. And the way of the Lord is not hard. He's not a difficult taskmaster. He loves us, and the things he desires for us are only for our good, our blessing, and our benefit. And so he doesn't want to apply, if you will, restrictions upon us. This is beyond duress. What does that word mean? It means forced restraint, forcible restraint, if you will. It's a restriction. It's compulsion by threat. That's not how he wants to deal with his children. No, it's by gentleness and kindness. And once we learn his heart and his ways, what happens when we develop that discipline, that understanding, as we are growing into maturity, what happens once we get beyond the point of adolescence? Well, in the natural, and not that's true for everybody, but most men and women, they come into a place of maturity where they are able to experience nuptial love. The human race has continued with the foundation, the instrument of marriage. And that's a very exciting thing, because he's the bridegroom and we are the bride. And when we mature into that place of nuptial love, it's not only the things that are required of us. Yes, if we're a bride, there are certain things that a wife must do. But also, this is the exciting thing and a concept we really need to meditate upon us, within us, is that there is the concept of being able to receive from him. We have to come to the understanding that is what he is bringing us into. Not only with all of our hearts seeking to please him, but now, this is really profound stuff, he's wanting to satisfy us. Just like a bridegroom would want to satisfy his beloved bride, to give everything that would please her, that would give her happiness. Isn't this just incredible? Goodness sakes, I just get goosebumps. God is committed, beloved, to your full development of all that he created you to be. He desires your individual potential to reach its fullest, highest state. And this is the abundant life of which Jesus is speaking about. Psalm 35, this is the Old Testament even, verse 27, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And beloved, we hear prosperity. He's not talking just about material stuff. He's not talking about finances, but the prosperity of soul, the prosperity of spirit. Isn't that just a beautiful concept? Beloved, he has so much for us. Now, all right, we have been focusing on one verse this week. Let me read it again. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That's what a committed heart is saying. That's what David said, far beyond material, natural things. And that's what my life goal is. I am seeking after this, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all my life. It was a Tuesday, we talked about what does house mean? It's a place of dwelling. It's a place where of protection, of satisfaction, of joy. He says that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And then what's that last phrase? To behold the beauty of the Lord. That's what we want to look at. Let's just look at two, okay? That's just two syllables, if you will. No, it's not even a syllable. It's two letters, if you will, T-O, it means, but it says a whole bunch. It says that I want to do this. I want to dwell in the Lord's house for the purpose of, that's what he's saying, to behold. That's why he's wanting to do it, to behold the beauty of the Lord. That word behold, it means to see, to look, to observe, to gaze. It's a real sight of the divine presence, especially meaning of delight. That is the, that's what Psalm 27 verse 4 is talking about, that when we can grasp this, we are entering into the realm of eternity, even beyond time. We're living in this temporal world. It's passing away. But in the things of the Spirit, we can enter in beyond time and eternity, if you will, into the realm of God's, where He dwells. He dwells in eternity. He created time for His purposes, and that's another big subject. But He's wanting us to come to Him and understand how great, how wonderful, how beautiful He is. And to do that, we have to go beyond the natural realm. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 17 says, "For how great is His goodness, and how great is His beauty." Remember, that's why David wants to go there. We're going to look at that a little bit more in further broadcasts. Psalm 96 and 6 says, "Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary." Who wouldn't want to be there? Beloved, this gives us, as we enter into this realm, beyond time, it's an appreciation for all of God's wonderful attributes. He alone is the source and the wellspring of all truth, not only deep spiritual truth relating to our relationship with Him, but natural truths which find outward manifestation in the simplest, most trivial, mundane aspects of daily life. Well, I'm just getting into this, but I'm sorry, I have to leave you right here. We'll pick this up tomorrow because my time is coming to an end for this broadcast. But I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And anytime you miss a broadcast or want to rehear one, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and they are archived there for your convenience. I love you. I pray for you every day. I'm so excited about this revelation God is giving us from the Word of God. May you experience the beauty of the Lord and dwell forever in His tabernacle. Praise God. With that, I leave you. And with that, I pray that God's richest blessings will be upon you all the days of your life and into eternity. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.